With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters in the Los Angeles area are scrambling as forecasters warn of dangerous weather with the return of strong winds this week.
Wind gusts of as much as 70 miles per hour are possible over the next few days. The fear is embers could move to unburned territories miles downwind. L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're focused on two things.
Containing the fires and saving lives and protecting property.
Audio from KABC. The fires have killed at least 24 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. Officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages held in the Gaza Strip. A deal has not been reached. Three officials said today that progress has been made and the coming days would be critical for ending what is now more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East following that bloody Hamas terrorist attack on Israeli civilians. Today's scheduled debut launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket has been called off because of technical glitches. Here's correspondent Palab Ghosh for the BBC.
In its very first launch, this is expected to happen. If everything isn't going to plan, then call it off, try again another day. So when Elon Musk tried with his rockets, there were lots of explosions, lots of crashes, lots of delays. So this is part of the development process. Obviously, I'd imagine that Jeff Bezos would want it to have kind of performed successfully, but I think it was more likely than not that either be a delay or some little bit wouldn't go right. So this is normal.
The 320-foot rocket was supposed to blast off before dawn today with a prototype satellite from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This is SRN News. A lot of people will be reading the Bible in 2025.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, reports a record 800,000 individuals downloaded it on January 5th, the most in one day in YouVersion's history. In fact, there's been a big surge in downloads since the beginning of the new year, suggesting that a lot of folks have decided to try and read through the Bible in 2025 and will use the app to do so. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald tells the Christian Post the surge is being seen outside of the U.S. too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The director of the Texas Medical Board has retired less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood laboratory. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as medical director for the state agency since 2012. According to his resume, he also worked at Planned Parenthood's South Texas laboratory since 2011. Republican representatives posted Brett's resume on X. This is SRN News. The first full moon of the year is here.
The Wolf Moon is the first full moon of 2025, peaking with its full lunar glow at 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. According to NASA, the moon will be full for 3 days, beginning Sunday evening until Wednesday morning. The January Wolf Moon's name originates with a Native American term for each full moon. According to NASA, it came from packs of wolves heard howling outside the villages amid the cold and deep snows of winter. Tasha Stevens reporting.
An investigation is underway into the private drone that crashed into an aircraft battling the Southern California wildfires last week. The FBI says it's looking for the owner of the drone that punched a hole in the wing of a Super Scooper aircraft, forcing it to land. Those types of planes fly low over bodies of water, scooping up vast amounts to drop onto the wildfires. More details at srnnews.com.